The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
Fuel.
Nominal.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Nominal.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod. Warning! A huge battleship escape pod is approaching fast. I'm Earl Green, and it's time for the Logbook.com's escape pod, covering all things great and geeky. I'll be your pilot as we revisit what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1964, NASA launched the experimental weather satellite Tyros 4. After Tyros 3's early detection of an Atlantic hurricane, special modifications were introduced on Tyros 4 specifically for hurricane hunting from orbit. In 1984, Soyuz T-10 was launched from the Soviet Union, carrying its crew to a record-setting 236-day stay aboard space station Salyut 7. Since the station had been unoccupied for several months, the first order of business was a series of repairs both inside and outside the station, including fixing a fuel line break on the station's hull. And in 2010, Space Shuttle Endeavour lifted off for a two-week visit to the International Space Station, attaching the Tranquility docking node that included the station's now famous control tower.
6, 5, we have go ready to start. 2, 1, 0, booster ignition, and liftoff of Shuttle Endeavour with NASA's final space station crew compartment that brings a bay window view to our celestial backyard.
Born on this day in 1932, the man behind the sound of Star Wars, Indiana Jones, and Superman, John Williams. Animator Bruce Timm, who created the look of Batman the Animated Series, was born in 1961. Physicist John von Neumann, who hypothesized that small, intelligent, self-perpetuating machines called von Neumann machines could be constructed, died on this day in 1957. Godzilla composer Akira Ifukube died in 2006. In 1964, the Doctor and his companions were trapped aboard the TARDIS in the first part of the two-part Doctor Who story, The Edge of Destruction.
Grandmother!
He's cut his head open.
I got some ointment.
We'll get some water, too.
In 1968, Charlton Heston and Roddy McDowall starred in one of the first attempts at topical sci-fi on the big screen, Planet of the Apes.
If there's any more shooting, Dr. Sayers, you'll be the first to go. You can count on it.
Taylor, you are not in command here. Put down that gun.
Shut up.
Very well. Lower your weapon.
Tell him to pull back around the rocks. Out of range.
In 1977, it was a game changer for Fairchild.
Channel F, the one with all the fun. The Fairchild Video Entertainment System, the home entertainment system that never gets old. Plug in a new video card and change the fun. Play tic-tac-toe, shooting gallery, or just doodle. Switch video cards and play Desert Fox. Switch again, it's blackjack. Or play the two built-in games, pro hockey or tennis champ. Channel F for fun, the Fairchild Video Entertainment System.
Increasing competition in the young video game industry inspired Fairchild to rename the first cartridge-based console the Fairchild Video Entertainment System, giving it a somewhat catchier name, Channel F. In 1984, the Daleks were back on modern-day Earth in the Doctor Who adventure, Resurrection of the Dalek.
Look!
What is it?
A Dalek. Take cover!
Exterminate!
And in 1993, Counselor Troy woke up on a Romulan ship wearing the face of the enemy in Star Trek The Next Generation.
Why have you brought me here?
Listen to me carefully. You are no longer Deanna Troy. You are Major Rakal of the Tal Shiar, the Imperial Intelligence. Commander Toreth
will... Am I a prisoner?
There is no time to explain everything. You must listen. Commander Toreth will want to know your mission. Tell her nothing. Simply instruct her to proceed to the Caleb sector, heading 102 Mark 4.
The Caleb sector?
Repeat it. Heading 102 Mark 4.
Heading 102 Mark 4. And she'll take orders from me?
You are an officer of the Tal Shiar. She will obey you. But do not push her too far.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's expanded guide to Doctor Who on TV from 1963 through 2011, 4.1 second edition, is now available. Over 400 pages catching you up on the time-traveling mythology of the longest-running science fiction series in TV history. You can get it in print or ebook form. You can pick up other original books, ebooks, and videos, and hundreds of other titles in the Logbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook.com escape pod was written and produced by Earl Kane.